May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Mark is a gospel that gets right down to business and tells the story of Jesus with urgency and speed. Mark is the organizing gospel for this year B in our three-year cycle, so we're going to hear a lot of it, nearly all of it, as it turns out, because Mark is the shortest of the four at 16 chapters and 8 verses exactly, at least in its very original format. And it is filled with movement and action, event after event, in the life of Jesus. Not a lot of dialogue or explanation, but it is filled with the coming of the kingdom of God, and that is going to happen soon from Mark's perspective. And in that sense, Mark and Paul share that idea that the kingdom of God was imminent, about to break forth, and therefore there is no time to waste. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the first verse of Mark's gospel, and we're off and running to keep up with Jesus after that. By verse 14, Jesus has been baptized, he's had his wilderness experience, and now he begins calling a community of believers to help him with his ministry. So in keeping with Mark's pace and that no time for small talk kind of approach, we hear today the calling of Simon and Andrew and James and John, the first four of the 12, who, it seems from the story, appear to drop everything, in this case their fishing nets, and they're off to follow Jesus. It all does seem a little hasty, doesn't it? I mean, they don't ask any questions. There's no dialogue, there's no conversation. I mean, nothing is simple, such as, by the way, Jesus, where did you get your education and training, and which seminary did you attend? Do you have a resume, by the way? What's your background for this task? Any strategic plan? 5-year outline? Have you figured out the difference, Jesus, between goals and objectives for your ministry? And maybe they might just have brought up compensation. Will we be hourly or salary? Is this on-the-job training? And just to put in a little bit of the present time, can we work from home? Nothing. Nothing at all is said. Why do they sign on so quickly and with such commitment, one might wonder? Well, Jesus was a compelling, charismatic person and preacher. There's no doubt about that from the story. They might have heard about Jesus through other experiences or from other people. Luke's and John's Gospels both suggest that in their stories of the call. And again, Mark really has no time for any detail that does not add up to his central point, and that is make haste and be urgent. Even if Simon and Andrew and James and John didn't know Jesus, however, they knew each other. They were brothers. Two sets of brothers. Already part of a community called their family. And you know, when Jesus calls them, I can see them looking at each other, wondering if Jesus is the real deal. And finally one says, well, if you go, I'll go. If you say yes, gee, I think I'll say yes too. And off they start. The University of Virginia, in its sociology and its psychology departments, put together a joint test. Now, you know it's only universities that have the time and the money to do these kinds of things. And they're always a little bit interesting, and sometimes I have kind of a tongue-in-cheek response when I read about these matters, but nonetheless, they decided to launch a test since they had plenty of subjects around, students, who they were able to pay more marginally. They ran a test on the perception of task difficulty when shared in proximity with a close friend or acquaintance. And they set it up this way. Each of the subject students was wearing a weighted backpack, or given a weighted backpack to put on all the same weight. And then they were taken to the base of a steep hill and asked the following questions. Now, they didn't have to trudge up the hill. They just had to kind of stand there and evaluate it. And the questions were, how steep do you think that hill is, in roughly feet over grade? How heavy do you think your backpack is? And how long will it take you to walk up the hill? Some students were paired intentionally with close friends, some with strangers, and some were just by themselves. And sure enough, the perceptions, the estimates for both the weight of the backpacks, the steepness of the hill, and the time to walk up, the estimates were all much less for those who were the close friends, those who had someone to share this experience with, and highest for those who were alone. Probably, again, it's that, well, if you go, I'll go, and, well, you're here, how bad can this possibly be? And, well, we'll get through this together, so I don't think this is, you know, this is within grasp. I can just kind of see and hear that conversation. The gift of community when burdens are shared, the power to strengthen each other and to lighten the load when we know we are all in this as well. The capacity to achieve greater things together than when we are separated. Jesus knew that only by gathering those around him could his ministry truly take root and flourish. Listen to what Jesus does after he calls these four disciples, and by implication, the rest of the 12. In the next, 15, 16 verses, he teaches in the synagogue, casts out an unclean spirit, heals Simon's mother-in-law, heals multiple people, heals a leper, always very significant, forgives and heals a paralytic in just, as it says, a few days of ministry. And he didn't do it alone, because his disciples, his community, was with him. They were around him and supporting him and getting a sense of the power of the kingdom of God. Justin Martyr, one of the early leaders of the church, wrote these words about 153. From Jerusalem, 12 disciples in number went out into the world, and although unlearned and without much talent of speech, they have, through the power of God, made the whole world to understand that they have been sent by Christ to teach the words of God to all. So let us respond to God's call. Every week we have that chance to respond when we gather for worship. But let us respond again this day with a sense of urgency and purpose, knowing that wherever God places us to be, we are doing God's work. Let us not overestimate our own individual strength, tempting as that might be. But let us, more importantly, not underestimate what we can do as a people of God who share a call to faith, to action, to serve, and who work together, as Justin Martyr would say, to bring the words of God to all people. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.
Amen. Amen.